Do you ever get so angry you just want to smash something? Well, now you can. One savvy Melbourne entrepreneur has set up the Break Room. In a cafe space in Brunswick, draped with plastic sheeting, visitors are given a baseball bat, a tub of crockery, and they're allowed to cut loose. But despite what you may expect, a US researcher says aggression doesn't aid catharsis and it actually fans the flame. Rachel Brown reports.
This might sound like a Greek wedding, but I'm in a small space bounded by plastic sheeting. Think police forensics lab. It's the new stress outlet for anyone at the end of their tether. The founder of the Break Room, Ed Hunter, lays down some ground rules.
Give you a whole bunch of crockery, a whole bunch of safety gear, and a baseball bat.
Then it's game on, where carnage is limited only by imagination. Designer Harry Brown has had a frustrating week, so he, with a Led Zeppelin soundtrack, is here for some inspiration.
It's another taboo. Like, you get to a certain age where you've done all your taboos. You know, you can drink, you can do whatever, drive a car. You know, now you do this, and it's like it's still on the edge, still something a little bit risky, and you can feel like a bit of a badass at the end of it.
And Cam Wishart's had a rough week at uni.
There are other ways of venting stress, but a really nice primal way of doing it is just smashing stuff you're not supposed to.
Ed Hunter's idea was born out of personal experience.
It's a fairly natural reaction if there's a piece of technology that's just really annoying you, to the urge to just throw it against a wall.
In the month since it's opened, Mr. Hunter's seen the full spectrum, from those looking for a fun new weekend activity to frazzled workers from the Department of Human Services to those unlucky in love.
We had a couple broken hearts come through.
Contrary to what you might expect, though, researchers found lashing out is not cathartic. A study by Professor Brad Bushman from Ohio State University found aggressively venting anger only made his study participants angrier and more aggressive.
In America, there's a joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? The answer is practice, practice, practice. The joke is, you know, how do you become an angry, aggressive person? The answer is the same.
Professor Bushman says far healthier options are taking a deep breath or counting to 10 or doing something nice.
Angry people, they want to hit something or kick or swear or shout. And after they do it, it feels really good. But it also feels good after people take street drugs or eat chocolate. And just because something feels good doesn't mean it works.
He says lashing out violently reinforces aggressive tendencies. Nonetheless, if these participants are anything to go by, breaking things can be fun. And Ed Hunter is quick to point out he's not selling therapy.
I don't pretend to be providing any kind of psychological help here. This is all about just having a great time in a safe environment.
Despite the $50 price tag for a tub of crockery that usually takes batters only 5 minutes to demolish, interest has been such that this initiative is moving to a larger space to accommodate 2 break rooms. Batter up.
Rachel Brown with that breaking news.